Asdag, this is Eric Tading on Lois Martin. Lois. The date of consult is 5/30/24. Date of birth is 4/26/35. Please make copy for Stephanie Sanchez, ARNP. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, ARNP. Next paragraph. Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending. Date of birth is 4/26/35. Next, Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Lois Martin for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 89-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD, has been on home oxygen at 4 liters nasal cannula. The patient has shortness of breath with activity, occasional episodes of cough with expectoration, and has been using a nebulizer with albuterol solution twice a day. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux, but denies any nausea or vomiting. She has lost weight, and last chest X-ray was in December of 22, which showed a hyperinflated lung fields. And basilar atelectasis and possible small effusions, period. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has included history of resection of the left kidney for cystic disease. She also has had a history for COPD. She has had history for esophageal repair and laparoscopic surgery. And laparoscopic surgery. To repair the esophagus. She has had asthma and anxiety. Next, habits: the patient smoked half pack per day for 15 years and then quit. She drinks alcohol rarely. She worked as a teacher's assistant. Next paragraph, family history: mother died of cancer of the uterus, father died of pneumonia. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, system review: the patient has had weight loss, fatigue. She has cataracts and macular degeneration. She has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthmatic symptoms and wheezing with cough. Then has abdominal pains, but has some heartburn and has no diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities. And she has skin rash. Next, med list. Included O2, 4 liters nasal cannula, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, prednisone 5 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 pills, TIDPRN, breast tree inhaler 160 micrograms 2 pills BID, and multivitamins. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 105, respirations 22, temperature 97.8, weight is 86 pounds. HE and ear non-sphalic people, so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with prolonged expirations. And heart, the absence of irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema with decreased pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with emphysema. And chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is asthma with recurrent exacerbations. And number 3 is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph. Let's see. Next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to continue O2 at 3 to 4 liters to keep SATs over 92. So the advice to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CBC and a IgE level and a total eosinophil count. And an alpha-1 antitrypsin level. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z-A-R-N-P. Stephanie Sanchez, A-R-N-P. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.